Welcome to episode 5 of Sensory Reflections with me, Andy Shipley of Natural Inclusion on RNIB Connect Radio. This is episode 5 and we're going to be taking time out to listen to a few more sounds of nature and giving you one or two suggestions of things to do to help nature. This month we're inviting you to keep an ear out for some sounds that were once very common but are becoming increasingly rare. And they're from animals that are on the red list of endangered species in the UK. So the first one you're going to hear is the song of the turtle dove. Sadly, the turtle dove is the fastest declining bird in the UK and is actually approaching extinction. But you can still hear it in low-lying parts of the country, usually where there's lots of woodland and predominantly in the south, but also in parts of Wales as well. The second of our precious sounds is the song of the skylark. This is one to listen out for when you're walking near farmland. You'll recognise it by its cascading flow of tunes and phrases as it soars up into the sky, getting higher and higher. Skylarks can actually fly up to a height of around 1,000 feet. But with increasing habitat loss, this once signature sound of the countryside is rapidly decreasing. The third of our spring songsters is the curlew. As you can hear, the curlew has a particularly haunting quality to its song and can be found in wetland and grassland parts of the country and often near farmland, and is particularly prominent in the north and in coastal regions. It's quite a large bird, one of the largest of our wetland birds, with a wingspan of nearly a metre. And our final sound isn't a bird. See if you can guess what it is when you hear it. So not a bird, and something that lives much nearer the ground and is also much more prickly. That was the sound of a hedgehog, or in fact the sound of hedgehogs getting it on during mating season, and doing it very carefully, I'm guessing. So we have a few things you can do to help nature this time of year. It's a good idea to regularly refill your bird feeders at this time of year, and also maybe add fat balls and mealworms to the diet, because these will also provide a great extra supply of protein to growing fledglings. And it still isn't too late to put up nest boxes either. We have a number of migratory birds coming into the UK at the moment, including swifts, swallows and house martins. And these will all be looking for somewhere to move into to make a nest. And your swift nest box, swallow cup or house martin home could be just what they're looking for. You can find out more about building nest boxes for these birds on the RSPB website. Lastly, there are actually 70 species of bird under threat in the UK at the moment. If you'd be interested in helping to turn things around, though, the RSPB are inviting people to take a stand for nature and volunteer to do what they can to help reverse the decline in our spring songbirds. And again, if you want to find out more, you can go to the RSPB website. So that's it for this month. You can find out more about me and my work at www.natural-inclusion.org or email me at andy@natural-inclusion.org. So until next time, stay sensational.